Mystery Out.
Marion County Knockout Boys Podcast.
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 In the house, in the place to be.
What's going on?
Ooh, yeah.
God, I love it when you do that.
I'm wearing my sunglasses like the Macho Man would have.
Yep.
Ooh, yeah.
He would have.
The Hulkamaniac's going down at WrestleMania 19.
Wow.
Ooh, yeah.
You got that thing down, man.
I do have it down.
You really do.
Let's hear yours. Oh, yeah, brother.
You're more of a Hulk Hogan guy.
Yeah, that's a. I went Hulk. I went Hulk Hogan.
Come on, brother. Do a.
Oh yeah, when I get my hands around you.
Give me the Macho Man. Give me an.
Try.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. No. Slap into a Slim Jim.
No.
Not good.
No, that's Hulkster.
That was.
The Hulkamaniacs around the world. Look at these 26-inch pythons.
You really know your stuff.
Oh, yeah. Grew up with that wrestling stuff.
Maybe I could do Andre. I'm Venevon to drink, and then I drink the beers. No.
Oh, yeah. Andre wants a drink.
Right?
He was so good in The Princess Bride.
He was.
Grew up just fucking loving that man.
That's good. When did that movie come out?
1980. I don't know. It was 89. Probably 89.
Early or later?
Later. Yeah, like 80s, 88.
Who was the main character? Was that little guy with the mustache?
That was kind of a. Casey something.
It was kind of.
Casey Knowles. Casey.
Comic actor.
Oh, yeah. He was a good actor. He was good. He was in like Robin Hood Men in Tights.
Yes.
Yeah, he was. Yes. And other things, probably.
Wasn't he in Musketeers, too? Three Musketeers?
He might have been. He very well could have been.
Comedy one?
I just saw a thing on Twitter from
Savage. Oh, yeah, you did.
And he wrote a Throwback Thursday thing, a picture of him and Andre the Giant. And he said that when he filmed the movie, he's only in the movie with his grandpa.
Right. Whole,
you know, he never got to meet any of those actors. But the only actor he wanted to meet was Andre because he was a kid. And then when he got to the set before he got done recording his parts, Andre came down to the set and hung out with him like the whole like for a whole day, and he loved it. So that's cool. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
In a treehouse. So I got some notes.
That's good though. It's good. Good story
but,
there.
You know?
So you never really watched the wrestling or anything growing up?
No, I did. I did watch wrestling with my grandpa. I was probably pretty darn young.
To come see me and to get it straightened out all in one night. Yeah.
I remember laying on the living room floor watching it. And
maybe I am insane.
Jimmy. Zach was trying to talk.
For you to find out how insane I am. Not only are you a
Jimmy,
hot dog,
I get
a grandstander, a showboat, and a prima donna, but you're a liar too.
Who'd you watch it with? You watch it with like a grandpa or
my
did you,
brother?
Just you and your brother?
Yeah.
Nice.
All day, every day. Actually, I forget what night. I think it was like a Friday night that they did the like the Monday night Raw, or I forget what it was called back then. But it's WWF with the Ultimate Warrior. Did one of these.
Oh, yeah.
Shaking his arm above his head. And then he's just body slamming people. Oh, yeah.
Man. How about that? Jake the Snake?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hacksaw Jim Duggan?
Yeah. I don't even really remember being a big fan of him. I don't even remember him.
What?
I know.
He had a 2x4 and an American flag.
Fucking A.
America. How could you not like him?
America. Man, my kids have been watching The Simpsons. We put a we're on a hiatus with The Simpsons, but that show, freaking A, it is,
it's good,
absolutely incredible writing.
Yeah,
there was this one Homer Simpson line that he said that just blew my freaking head off, and I just was rolling on the floor laughing. Homer Simpson: animals are crapping in our houses and we're picking it up. Did we lose a war? That's not America. That's not even Mexico. Fucking Homer.
It's a good one.
Classic stuff.
That's classic Homer. I'm telling you,
30 years running.
Yeah. What, wasn't one of those writers from Oregon?
One of the creators from Oregon.
What's his name? Jeff or Greg?
Matt.
What's it?
Matt Groening.
Yeah, Groening. I was thinking his last name. Yeah.
Yeah. If you walk on, what street is that? The main street that's like college area, kind of by a high school. I don't even know what I'm talking about right now.
Right.
In Portland. But it's the high school that Matt Groening went to. Groening? Groening? I don't know.
It's like Grogn or something.
But there's a Bart Simpson sketched in the concrete when they poured it.
Oh, nice.
From when he was in high school.
Damn. Cool. So he had that character way back when.
Must have.
That's cool.
I'm assuming, unless he time traveled.
I wonder, we should look that up. How much is that guy worth? Look that up. How much is that guy worth right now?
Is he alive? Is he alive?
Yeah, he's alive. I think.
Is Betty White alive?
Yeah.
Is she?
Yeah.
God, she's old.
Yeah.
She's got to be old.
She's good, though.
She's way good.
She's a golden girl.
I know. Stay golden, Betty.
I always kind of like Betty White. I always thought she was just a class act woman. Stand up, good comedian. I think she did comedian stuff before
she started. For sure, she was funny. He died. Matt Groening died in 2012.
Mm-hmm.
Nope, I'm sorry. That's not true. I'm an idiot.
He's alive, man.
He's
66. Give me his bio. Give me his IMDb.
Groening made his first professional cartoon sale of Life in Hell to the avant-garde Wet magazine in 1978. At its peak, the cartoon was carried in 250 weekly newspapers. Life in Hell caught the attention of James L. Brooks. In 1985, Brooks contacted Groening with the proposition of working in animation for the Fox variety show, The Tracy Ullman Show.
Hmm. Was that televised?
Does it say that?
The Tracy Ullman Show or Elvis Show?
Tracy Ullman Show.
Was that televised?
Yeah, that was a show.
Okay.
And, yeah, the rest is history.
So he pretty much, it didn't say a net worth?
No, I can.
I bet you that guy's worth $1 billion. Hey, Siri.
How much is Matt Groening worth?
She's being difficult.
She's not talking, but she says, as of 2018, the estimated net worth of Matt Groening was $500 million.
That's it? 500 mil?
Well, that's not bad.
Yeah, but you think LeBron James is in the billions.
But, all right, so how much do you think Seth MacFarlane's worth? That dude has cash.
That's guy. He's got to be in the billions. Or, I don't know. I'd say between 6 and 8.
How much is Seth MacFarlane worth?
Mil. I would think.
She needs to talk. Hey, Siri.
Yes, Zach.
How much is Seth MacFarlane worth?
Between $6 and $8 billion.
How much is Seth MacFarlane worth?
She's not going to answer you.
This is bad. This is bad for the show.
This is bad Siri for the show. I don't know. Siri's
really bringing down the show.
Well, we'll just have to write a letter. We'll deal with it.
We can figure it out the old-fashioned way. We'll get a postcard.
So the governor declares a drought and emergency in 4 Oregon counties. What the fuck does that mean? Sorry for cussing.
Yeah, why? I don't know what that means. That's the news?
Oh, yeah. Okay, here we go. Salem. Getting the green light to reopen. Salem. Governor Kate Brown announces Thursday morning that most Oregon counties will be allowed to take the first step towards lifting emergency limits and actively putting in place since March by the COVID-19 pandemic.
Yeah, that happened on Thursday. She talked on Thursday.
Yeah. So what does that mean?
So a lot of counties got the go-ahead to open, and then two counties.
What do you mean by open, though? Or what does she mean?
Phase one is like barbershops, dine-in, retail shops of different sorts.
So you can go sit and get a burger.
Yeah, and then get your haircut and wear your mask.
You have to wear the mask all the time other than you're eating?
Maybe you should.
Jesus Christ.
So, but that didn't happen in Marion County or Polk.
All right, on a little different COVID bullshit, because I'm tired of talking about it. I'm super sick of it. Are you sick of it?
Yeah, I don't really talk about it.
I mean, it is just news everywhere. Work. You cough, you sneeze.
Blah, blah, blah. I know.
You fart.
Hmm.
You got the COVID.
Ew.
So, early odds tilt slightly towards winter's El Nino. What does that mean? Because it's not even summer yet. So the next winter is going to be a warm one.
El Nino. We haven't even talked about El Nino for like 15 years. Have we not had
El Nino? This is not El Nino.
La Nina.
Yeah, La Nina is the cold one, right? El Nino is the warm one.
Well, La Nina is the girl, and El Nino is the little boy.
What does that have to do with weather?
I don't know.
Why'd you have to bring that into it?
I'm just speaking Spanish.
See. Oh, all right. It says the odds slightly favor La Nina forming next winter, enhancing the chances for a good northwest snowpack.
Huh.
The National Oceanic and Astronomic Association said Thursday. Do you want me to click on this and read more?
Uh-uh.
Okay. We'll move on. I'm just saying, it might be a cold one next winter.
So we...
Bundle up.
Yep.
Put $20 in your coat pocket right now. Put it in your closet.
Yep.
That next winter, you pull it out. You'll reach in there. You'll find a 20, and you'll go, God damn it, future or past, whatever your name is.
And by the way...
I was the man.
Right now is probably a good time to plan ahead and get a nice jacket. For a discounted price.
I agree.
Go get yourself a Patagonia or something, you know? Mountain Hardware.
You like Taylor Swift? This is the next one. I'm just reading, by the way. Cool. I'm just reading the news. That's kind of where I'm going all off and off topic and everything. It says, proud Taylor Swift posts a picture of her buns online. Look.
Wow.
It's probably like her hair or something.
Wowzer.
Lame.
Wowzers.
Lame.
Yeah, that's that Taylor Swift. She's always in the news. I tell you what.
Oh, hey, Zach. Hey. Tell me what you think about this quote. Tell me what this quote means to you, okay? It's titled Self-Pity. I never saw a wild thing sorry for itself. A little bird will fall frozen dead in its burrow without ever having felt sorry for itself. What do you think about that?
That was pretty.
You know where this came from? This came from G.I. Jane.
Okay.
Let that marinate.
I'm blown away. Actually, that was.
Ooh yeah!
That really got my brain wheels working. Yeah. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing.
What does that mean to you, though?
That means that you shouldn't be, you shouldn't self-loathe or pity yourself in the hardest of times, because even a little birdie does it and then he dies.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Exactly. Even when you're about ready to die, don't feel sorry for yourself.
Suck it up.
Suck it, Trebek.
Tanner Powell, one of our biggest fans.
Oh, TP, my boy.
What's up, baby boy?
Hey. How is that baby doing, Mr. Tanner Powell? You are just making me one of the proudest friends right now.
A CP.
I'm so excited to see you next week.
Baby CP. Mm. Hey, baby CP.
Very nice. He said, what's up with the glasses?
Oh, yeah. I'm the macho man.
That's what's up. It's a power move, baby.
I'm in the 90s, and I'm the power move snake killer. And I've had muscles 26 inches tall, and I've had abs that you could ski off of. Oh, yeah.
You're so good at that.
And I'm the man, and you are not. You can't look into my eyes one more second without turning into a giant piece of turd shit. Ooh, yeah.
Man, thank you for that. Thank you for sharing that.
You're welcome.
I appreciate that.
Hey, cheers, Tan Man.
Yep. Yep, he had himself a little baby. Little baby boy.
Little baby boy. Almost 10 ounces. It was like 9 pounds, 15 ounces or something like that.
No, it was like 8 something. I'll bet you $5.
I'll take that bet.
It was in the 8s.
No, it was in the 9s, man. It was a 9 pound, 15 ounce kid.
We'll check up on that later. We'll probably get a confirmation here in no time.
I'll bet you 10 push-ups on the job site.
Whoa.
Or 20 push-ups on the job site. 20 push-ups on the job site.
Okay.
It's a 9, 10.
Yeah. That was an elbow bump of an
ass. I'd say it's a 9, 15. What do you say it is?
8, 7.
Nice. TP's going to walk into some just hilarious.
Oh, we have it. We have the results.
Oh, I know I have the results too, but I want to hear it on the job site.
You don't want to hear it now? You don't want to hear who won?
I guess. Let's let the audience know who
won. Well, that baby weighs 8 pounds. What was it? 8 pounds, 15 ounces.
That's what I said.
You said 9 something.
I did say that.
Get out of here. We're recording this.
You didn't give it weight either, though.
I did too. I said 8, 7.
So who's closer?
I am. You said 10 pounds. You said like.
All right. God damn it. Gosh. That's not a problem.
Have you ever heard of any speakeasies throughout this whole pandemic?
No.
Have you ever seen anything on the black web?
No.
I want to know.
I was talking to a friend today, the one I was talking to you earlier about, and he has his own business, painting business, and he was talking about how like they're hiring him like all nonchalantly, and then like the homeowners are worried. They're like...
Homer?
Or homeowner.
Homer Simpson?
Owners. The owners that are hiring the painters are all worried about having them out in front of the house, thinking that they're not abiding by the social distancing, the rules and stuff, and gonna get
red flag.
But he said it was like quiet, cold for like 2 weeks, and then it's been red hot. Phones have been red hot, hot mic.
Mm. Well, I guess we're kind of into that. That thought was from a couple weeks ago, I think.
But yeah. All right.
You know, the movie Field of Dreams.
Yeah, with Kevin Costner, right?
Do you love it? It's pretty good.
Yeah, it's a good one. I like The Natural better, but
when he says if you build it, they will come.
Mm-hmm.
What would you build and who would come when you built it?
Oh, well, I'd probably build the most killer, most badass, most favorable for families, fun, exciting experience of a 200-acre pure joy. We would have hunting on there. You want to go shoot an animal? Buy a tag? Right on. You want to go swim in a pond? We'll shoot you out of a slingshot. You get boats, four-wheelers, whatever you want. I'd say a 200-yard or compound filled with everything you could imagine.
You have to build your... So you think that maybe in your head, in this fantasy, you build that, and then who's going to come? You're going to build this whole compound.
Family.
And then family's going to come?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I'd build just a 200-square-mile... acre or, you know, acres or whatever.
Like dead family will come back from the dead?
I don't know about that, but...
Like, or you just want family? Your regular family to
yeah,
come?
Yeah, I just have, like, cabins for everybody. And you... Hey, It's all paid for. You just come here and live. You buy your own groceries.
That's one way to
look But this at is it. Everybody's going to live together on this compound.
I was
And we're going to do some fun shit.
Well, for sure. I bet you would. I bet I'll be there. Can I go?
Yeah, I'll buy you a house. I'll build a house.
Yeah, for I want to do that.
I'll build a house for you.
Sweet.
Probably like 50 acres away, but that's right. We got
You got a lot of acreage.
Dude. We got side by sides.
Yeah.
We just cruise.
Yeah, I'd even have a horse.
Oh! I'd do a llama for the drama.
I tried.
You know that llama and me ain't getting very close.
My uncle almost successfully rode one of our llamas when I was a kid.
Bullshit.
Yeah, he almost did. It was kind of like the spruce goose. He got up. And
how did he get up?
Didn't stay up long.
It was on his feet. The llama was kneeling.
He just got drunk and hopped on it.
He's like, you son of a bitch, today's the day.
And the llama said, I'm going to give you 6 steps, yeah. And I'm going to kick your ass.
And, yeah, that's awesome. I want a llama. That's the one animal. So this is a big topic at our house. What barn animal or farm animal is your favorite? And then which one, if you can't pick your favorite, which one's your singer favorite? Blah, blah, blah. And I always say a llama or an alpaca.
Llamas are fun and useful.
Kelly, my wife, says pig, and my kiddo says goat, either a goat or a pig or a horse. Actually, it's horse number one because she wants a horse really bad. But
I'd get a horse too.
That'd so, what's sweet. Your number one farm animal to have?
Probably a horse.
What?
Why not?
What do you mean? That's a lot of work.
Well, yeah, no, but.
Alpaca or llama, you just throw in a field and feed it. And
all right, llama. They're just you can't ride them. I mean, you can barely ride them. Llama for the
drama.
We had llamas when I was a kid.
No, you didn't.
I just told you a story of my childhood. Of course we had them.
No, you didn't.
I'd get some chickens. Fuck it.
Oh, okay.
What else are you going to have on a farm? How many barnyard animals are there?
I'm sure
cows, at least 50. Horses, ducks, goats, chickens, geese. And that's about sheep. It. Sheep. Ram.
Rabbits.
Rabbits.
I mean, we can keep going if you want to.
Hey. So I was thinking back to if you build it, he will come.
Right. Like the Noah's Ark.
Mine's way different than yours. I was thinking like it'd be if you built, I was thinking my first thing that came to my head was I would build a bowling alley and then like Stevie Ray Vaughan would come and bowl with me or somebody, you know?
That's it.
Yeah. That's
like, a one night thing though.
Well, have you seen the movie? Is about like he built a baseball park, a diamond, and then like
so you were asking me. Come. I thought you were asking me if I won the lotto.
No, the movie Field of Dreams. That was all part of the same topic.
Yeah, we didn't meet in the middle on that one.
No, but I like your style though. The compound idea is great, and all these people.
Yeah.
That aren't dead show up.
Yeah, what I said would have been a very boring movie.
Documentary.
The doc.
Well, where are we at?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Oh, look at, see up here? People talk.
Oh, dale, vatos.
We got one.
I see some more stuff up there. I don't know what to think about that stuff.
I'm going to see how long we've been going for, but it doesn't tell me. But I bet you we're probably due for a
quick breaky.
A halfway point stoppage. You never know.
Pop quiz.
Hit me.
93 plus 47. Amp.
80.
As the son of a son of a sailor.
Goddamn. Goddamn, boy.
Shit.
Let's take a break. We'll see you in a second, guys.
Like a man just released from indenture. As a dreamer of dreams and a traveling man, I have chalked up many a mile.
Read dozens of books about I love a song about a good sailor.
Oh yeah, me too.
That life on the ocean.
Son of a son. Son of
That's a good song.
Son
That's a good one.
Sailor. Son of a gun. Hold the last one. One step ahead of the jailer. Now way in the near future.
Just tell them a story.
Yeah, and they ring that bell too, and it really puts you in the scene.
The hand of the mangled man as he greets you at the border. And the lady she
This is Jimmy Buffett.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Son of a sailor. The other great one he is has is born like 900 years too late, like back when they had the pirates and stuff.
Are you pretty into Jimmy Buffett?
Yeah, I'm a buffer. My old man was, so I listened to a lot of Jimmy Buffett growing up.
There you go.
And the weird thing is he never smoked weed.
Huh.
Straight and narrow. But he loved his Jimmy Buffett.
And people who love Jimmy Buffett.
I like Jimmy
really
Buffett.
Really love Jimmy Buffett.
It I know brings
some
me
people
up.
That it's, love Jimmy Buffett.
If you look up Jimmy Buffett like on Pandora, it's a good little mix of music.
My old
hold on, hold on.
If I knew, I might toss up my anchor. So I'll cruise along, always searching for songs. Not a lawyer, a thief, or a banker.
Yeah.
But a son of a son, son of a son. Son of a sailor. Son of a
yeah, it's a good song. I like Jimmy Buffett. Time. Always have, always
One
will.
Jimmy
Buffett.
Mondelo.
The click of the clank.
Yeah, boy.
My uncle knew Jimmy Buffett.
No way.
And my old uncle.
No.
Yeah, he was friends with him. He's like good buddies.
Pop quiz. What's 93 minus 47?
93 minus 47 is 50. 40. 50.
46. You're in the ballpark, I guess.
I'm not really good at this. It's too much pressure.
Hey, all right. If you can be an Olympic athlete, what sport would you choose?
Olympics. Sport.
Yeah.
Curling.
Come on, really?
Why not?
Yeah, you're right. America did fall in love with that one guy.
If I'm choosing that sport, I got to do all the work and you know to that comes with that sport. And curling seems like you get a pretty good gig going off of a leisurely activity.
Yeah,
snowboarding would be good. I like snowboarding.
All right.
What about you? What are you gonna do?
Olympics.
Would you wrestling. Do a summer or, yeah, I see you do wrestling.
I'd body slam some fools.
But I never did any track and field or anything, so I don't have a lot of options for summer.
No. Couldn't do swimming. I like to swim, but I couldn't.
Oh, these are zesty. Bud Light Lime.
Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah, happy Cinco de Mayo, everybody.
Hey, well, I got one more question for you real quick. If you could invite four famous people to dinner, who would it be?
Four. Four famous people that are currently famous?
Yeah. Or like your four famous...
Like, so it could really happen,
your
obviously.
Favorite actors or whatever you'd want to dinner.
In the now.
Yeah. Or later, whatever.
I would want the dinner to be fun.
If you want Belushi or something.
I would think, and I wouldn't want to have, like, any assholes come to dinner, right?
Yeah. Just pick your four favorite.
All right. I don't know. This is a tough question. I might want to think about it.
Leo, Brad Pitt, Matt Damon.
Matt Damon. I'd probably pick Justin Timberlake.
Ooh. Yeah.
Matt Stone.
Yoo-hoo.
Steve-O.
Woohoo!
And Guy Fieri.
Flavortown.
I think we'd have a good time.
Yeah, that would be a good time.
I think that'd be fun. Who's coming to your dinner?
Tom Hanks. Sly.
Right?
Probably pick Meg Ryan.
Yeah.
And probably, I wouldn't say Tom Cruise because I don't agree with his religious background, but I would say my fourth. Let's just go with an easy pick, Bruce Willis.
Very nice.
Or Samuel L. Jackson. Actually, I'll take Samuel.
There you go. Great. Every name mentioned was on the so many choices.
Snakes on a plane.
I didn't know there was snakes on this motherfucking plane. When you need a perfect sandwich, but quarantine's got you down, don't frown. You got a team in your corner. They can help you, and you can depend on them. Your local Subway locations,
Independence and Kaiser,
bruh,
they're ready to build that knockout submarine Sammy. Open through all this havoc, Subway wants you to have it your way.
Eat up.
That's what I'm talking about.
It's good stuff, guys.
It is a fresh sandwich.
Help your local businesses out right now in this time. Help them out. They're gladly to make your sandwiches.
Yep. I saw a meme about something, how they're like, there ain't no meat shortage or anything. The cows are all there. So go to that farmer, buy that cow, have it delivered to the butcher, have them cut it up. Boom, you're supporting two local businesses and getting a bunch of meat.
Easy peasy.
How about that?
Why wouldn't you?
So there's no reason to worry.
We do. When I'm in those locations, I get that sub.
Yeah. Yes, that's right. You do.
Yeah, bud.
Yeah, there's a Subway right by where we're working, man.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't even know it. I really didn't.
Now you do.
Now I do.
So, get off the Subway thing.
Yeah.
Great sandwiches, though, by the way.
I already talked about butchering meat. I left Subway a little bit ago.
What if the... what if the supposedly asteroid that hit the dinosaurs never hit Earth and killed the dinosaurs, and the dinosaurs were around still, would we be what we are now?
Oh man, how about that? I don't
catch me outside.
Wow, would we even be? We'd be, right? We're cavemen. Were there man around with dinosaurs? Do you know that
for a fact? No, but I would assume yes.
I think at so, least, right? Like
cavemen. There was something Neanderthal or.
Well, we wouldn't be the same as we are now, no matter what. That's too big of a swing.
But if the dinosaurs never got killed, were they probably would have just killed us all.
They could have very well have. Or maybe we would have got to the high grounds or built a moat where they couldn't get us. And then, like, did our thing.
I don't agree with this.
I don't either.
I think
at least bought some time to like make a trebuchet or something that we could throw.
You did buy some time. I give you that. Now that's half the
make
battle.
Some advanced weapons.
And
learn how to make rope.
Kelp.
Out of kelp.
Breathing apparatuses with kelp. Like on the other guys, that movie.
Yeah, exactly. Like the other guys.
We wouldn't last that long. Maybe hour and a half tops. But then we'd go back and we'd get more breathing apparatuses.
And each time we'd get better and better.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe 15 seconds.
20 tops.
20 tops.
But we'll find you.
But we've tasted blood and we liked it and we want more. Something along those lines.
That's funny.
That's like, that reminded me of that movie Yesterday that you're talking. This spoiler alert?
Yesterday.
About that guy who learns all these songs, but nobody knows the songs.
Yeah.
That was a cute movie.
I like that movie.
But actually, that part that I was talking about?
Yeah.
Can I spoiler alert that?
Yeah. Yeah.
I won't spoil it. Never mind. But
it's like a year and a half old.
There's a touching part at the end of that movie that's like, oh, man. Whoa, I didn't see that one coming, right?
When he talked to him and then he went back and then
he
made it right, went on stage and
he told him. Spoiler alert. You all knew he was going to do it anyways.
Yeah. Here. And then he won the girl.
Of course. But she let, I mean, she was a tough catch.
Yeah, he screwed up there for a little bit. He enjoyed the fame too much.
Yeah, he did.
It's a good movie, though.
Just
watch it.
It was just like Star Is Born.
I never watched that one. With Brad Pitt.
It was exactly the same.
Oh, not Brad Pitt. It Bradley was not, Cooper. Was,
yeah, with Bradley Cooper.
And Fergie? Not Fergie.
Nope.
What's the other little white one?
I don't even know.
That she's really good. What's her name? Amy? No.
No. Lady Gaga.
Yes.
Lady Gaga's the girl.
Thank you. Thank
good
you.
Good Lord.
Thank you.
Okay. Onward. Right.
That was good. It's good stuff.
So
it's been a while since we've done one of these, so we're a little rusty.
No, we're not.
We're back up here. Oh, by the way, it's May 15th. The time is, local time, Pacific, is, let me do my radio voice. You're listening to the Marion County Knockout Boys live tonight, coming to you with a sweet ears listening stuff. It is currently 9:11 Pacific time. Weather outside is a cool 58 degrees. Roads are clear. Have fun.
That was pretty good. Yeah. That wasn't bad.
Let's hear yours.
Hey, and we're back on Marion County Knockout Boys Podcast. Up next, we got a group that had a little trouble in 2000 years, but they got better and with something like that.
That was really good.
I'm sorry. I messed it up.
Hey, it's listening hard. Now. I'm going to do this in the macho man's voice.
Of course you are.
It is 95 degrees outside. I cannot take it. Calabasas, California. Open up already. Ooh, yeah. Open up. It is currently 9:15 Pacific time. Ooh, yeah.
All right. Macho Man. Yeah, he could have done that. Is he? He's not alive. Should have had a XM radio station or something. They'll give those to anybody. Tell you
probably.
What.
Why wouldn't they?
Because they do. They just do. Are you going to dial up a song?
No.
Have you talked to Jimmy today?
Yeah. For like a little bit. I talked to him.
What's 9 plus 10?
And then I asked him this.
21?
You stupid.
What did he say?
He said 21. I said, you're stupid. And then he goes, man, you played that on last time. And I go, yeah, no, I didn't. He fell for it. And then he goes, man, why do you and Zach always beat me up so bad on the show? You know I do my best. And I looked at him right in his eyes. From my mouth to God, I said, Jimmy, you're doing a great job.
Really?
Don't let us fool you. We appreciate you, and you need to be here, and we need you. And he looked back at me, and you know what he said?
Bruh.
That's it.
Wow.
Bruh.
I said, Jimmy.
That's so Jimmy.
He had no idea.
He's a piece of shit.
Got him.
Yeah.
Huh.
But whatever, Jim. Take it for what it is.
Yeah, he's a piece of shit.
Yeah, I got a song, though, if you want to hear
it. Yeah, play me a song. I had a while you're digging that up, I had this idea. I don't know. I wrote it down. I don't know why. But let's ponder it for a little bit, I guess. Pilgrims killed Indians with disease. Bats killed humans with COVID. What's that all about?
What was the first part? I know bats killed.
Pilgrims killed Indians with disease.
Yeah. Yeah.
And now bats are killing us with this disease. It's like the same thing.
It's like karma.
But it's different. Play that song.
Here it is.
That was stupid.
No, I get it. I get where you're coming from.
What is this?
Tell me if you like him.
Okay.
30 miles on the Gulf Stream, I hear the south wind moan. The bridge is getting lower, the shrimp boat's coming home. The old man down in the quarter slowly turns his head, takes a sip from his whiskey bottle, and this is what he said.
All right.
I was born in the rain on the Ponce train, underneath the Louisiana moon. I don't mind the strain of a hurricane, they come around every June. The high black water, a devil's daughter, she's hot, she's cold, and she's mean.
It's a Heathens.
It takes a lot of water.
The band of Heathens.
Hurricane.
This dig that. That's cool.
Man came.
So when did you get this song?
He gonna set like 3 months ago. I found these guys. They're freaking good. And I got another one for you.
So where do you hear? Where do you hear of band? How do you get new songs? How do you get new bands?
Pandora.
How are we doing it these days?
I find them like through like Pandora, or if I like following people or something, they like stream somebody. That's how I found out about like Tyler Childs and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He's good.
Yeah, that's one good thing about streaming music, and then you can get a playlist going. Yeah. And then you
thumb up it, you thumb down it.
Get on. Yeah, and then it mm-hmm. learns your...
Yeah, builds your station for you.
Exactly.
And then it plays more music of that artist. And
that's kind of neat. I like
check
that.
This one out.
I'm checking.
I think we played it. I played it for you for a second.
You came up here.
This is David Rawlings, Cucumber Gap.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. It's like Old Man from Neil Young. Mm-hmm.
It's good. When the chorus kicks in, I like the beat.
We might have to drop our song that we did earlier.
Oh yeah.
That might end up as bonus material.
You know? Some BS.
Maybe we'll put a YouTube link up. We'll put it on YouTube so it's a special find for people who listen to this episode. Yeah, this guy can put together a song. Put the daylight in your
eyes. Brother John's already gone with the full good Cherokee man. How would you play the drums with your hands to this one?
Oh, I'd do it just like you're doing it.
You wouldn't go.
I would be all crossed up.
You don't ever do this?
All the time. I do that all the time.
And a little bit of this.
Yeah.
And then you go like
this. Oh, I'll go like this. And then I'll go boom, boom. Yeah, like that. For sure.
And then you just drop it back down?
Dude, I drop it back down every day. All the time.
Who's your favorite drummer?
Favorite drummer is going to be John Bonham.
What about the guy from Van Halen?
Yeah, he's great. Pretty good. It's not the way I play.
What?
You know what I mean? Who's your favorite bass player?
Probably. I don't know. Andy's right up there.
That's a nip of fireball.
Oh, all right. I got one more.
You know who's a great bass player?
Yeah.
Probably. I mean, straight up, it's got to be Paul McCartney.
That's probably my favorite.
It's fucking amazing. It's hard to argue with that.
That's my dream bass is what he plays. Not left-handed, obviously, but I want one of those.
Hofner?
Yeah, I want one of them bad boys.
Yeah, Jeff has one of those.
I want to play around. What are they like? $1,200
It's short scale too, so it's easy to play.
$1,500
No. 8, 9
Really?
That's I don't know. I don't think they're that expensive. No, you can get them brand new. You can still get them, and they're not that expensive.
I want one of them.
What do you got? Right. You're gonna play one more song?
One more song.
Okay. That's yeah, it. We can do one more song. We can do five more songs.
All right, you know this song, but it's just the fact that it's played with all acoustic guitars.
Hmm. Can I karaoke it?
You can if you want.
Or we should just listen. I get it. It's classical. It's nice.
Wait till they get going, though.
I'm sure. Oh, there's four of them, just so you know. Yeah. What's the link on this? We are watching 40 Fingers. The band is called 40 Fingers. Bohemian Rhapsody. In case y'all want to follow along, dial it up.
Yeah.
Fast forward it to we're just hitting like the 105 mark. So that's pretty fun.
Yeah.
I do like looking at some I like classical renditions of modern songs. It's pretty fun.
I do too. I've started listening to more a little more classical.
Really?
It's kind of soothing, like
this. I haven't noticed on your Pandora station, but
no, I always rock when we're
you
when,
sure do.
When the boys are going, we play whatever we want, whenever we want.
That's true. This is beautiful. I feel like everything's really beautiful because of this right now.
Yeah, you could be
we're riding over the top of that. All right,
imagine this.
I have a classical guitar right there.
Imagine this.
Imagine.
You're on the back nine of Augusta. On the seventh hole. Mm-hmm. Actually, eighth hole.
On the back nine?
The front nine. But you're just starting the back nine.
I see.
And on that hole, that first hole, that eighth hole, you hit the most beautiful shot ever. You sunk a birdie. And then the ninth hole comes. And you're questioning yourself, do I belong here? And you ask your caddy that, and he looks at you, and he goes, damn right you do. Now go hit that shot. Go make yourself the best. And he goes out there, and he stares down that pin, 132 yards out, in Augusta National. It's Sunday. Masters are on the line. And what does he do? He hits that shot. 132 yards at the pin, wind right to left, 10 degrees, doesn't matter because you hit that shot perfectly. And then that ball hits the green. It's starting to roll. It's rolling further and further down the hole. And then once you know, it breaks left, it breaks right, left, right, a little bit right, a little bit left, a little bit right, look, left, 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 left. And then it lines up. Falls in that hole, and the man wins the Masters, and he's a champion for all times, and he's jumping up on the green 12 inches off the ground, shaking his hand, throwing his golf clubs, slapping babies, signing teddies. He is doing whatever's necessary to let everybody know he's a champion. And then out of nowhere, the man gets struck by lightning. It's his worst day ever. But he lives. And then he looks at everybody and he goes, now, you're all in trouble. I'm going to eat every hot dog on this premises. And they start running. And he starts throwing hot dogs left and right at these people. And he just won the Masters, by the way. But it's the lightning. Getting to him. It's a hot day too. Just didn't drink a lot of water out on that course. We all feel sorry for him, but we all can kind of relate to the frustration. And then he hopped on a plane and he went home.
Wow. Man, that was really cool. Thank you.
It's just a story I heard.
That was a true story?
Yeah, for far as I know, yeah.
That was really special. Thanks,
through
a man.
Source.
I appreciate that.
Well, you're welcome, Zach.
Yeah.
Very welcome.
Well, I'm out. We gotta go.
Yep.
And
I guess
been
so
a pleasure.
We do, don't we?
Yeah, it's time.
Yep. All right.
Thanks, we love guys. You guys. Make sure you give us some emails. We've gotten a few. Next episode, we'll thumb through them and get some answers for y'all. But mckob@yahoo.com. We're on Instagram. We're on Facebook. We're on all the platforms of podcasting that you can think of. So you know where you're
find
at.
Us. Super easy to find us.
But we'd love to communicate with you. So hit us up. And we'll talk to you next time.
All right, guys. Hasta luego, Juan.
Adios.